David, what happened to us on our way back from Dunedin the other day?
Some guy threw a beer bottle at your car, and it exploded. Like, it wasn't just any explosion. It was an actual explosion. Like, it hit the car, and it sounded like a flashbang went off, and my ears were ringing.
Yeah, my ears were ringing, too. I was driving, and just, I thought a rock hit our car, but then I looked over, and there was liquid on the window.
No, I was talking to you. Then I look over for a second, and I see this dude with his hand out the window, like, looking at us, and a beer bottle flying at the passenger window. And it exploded, and
Yeah.
We had to chase this guy down.
We had to chase him down.
We chased him down. We pulled him out of his car, and we bet him up.
No.
We didn't, actually.
No, we didn't do that. We followed him, though, for a while. We got his plates, and we called the authorities.
We followed him for at least 2 minutes.
Yeah. And then he pulled off at Mazgil. Now, he was in a beige BMW.
He was in a white BMW.
White BMW, sorry. Yeah. Model, you know, 2000, 2005, I'd say. So if you know who did this.
If you know some crazy ass person in Dunedin that throws beer bottles at people's cars, it's in a white BMW, early 2000s, tell him.
From the bottom of our hearts,
yeah.
As Louis C.K. once said, we hope that the most dear person to that person, the person he loves most and trusts the most, pushes him off a cliff, and right when he's about to hit the ground, Superman swoops down, saves him, and drops him from even higher. And he lands in a vat of firecrackers and beer bottles. God damn it.
Screw that guy. All my homies hate that guy.
Straight up.
And that's why I don't mess with people that drive BMWs.
Yeah, because you know what they say about BMW owners, right? What's the difference between a cactus and a BMW, David?
I don't know.
BMW, the pricks on the inside.
You used to have a BMW.
Yeah, I did. Well.
Welcome back to the Bored Podcast. I don't even know what episode this is.
This is episode five.
Five, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before this podcast, before we get any further, I just want to let you know that we actually started a Patreon.
That we did.
It's a perfect way, if you guys like the podcast and you want to support us, we have Patreon, we have merchandise, you can find that. Yeah, it's just it supports the podcast, helps us keep going. And
yeah.
Speaking of Patreon, we have our very first Patreon user?
Patron.
We have our very first patron. His name is David Gomez. And yeah.
He supports the podcast, super stoked to have him. As our patron, he's from Southern California, rides at Big Bear and Mammoth, apparently, and we're going to give his Instagram shout-out because he's the first one.
He was number one. Yeah. He was number one. David Gomez. David.Gomez with 2 Z's with the 07 at the end on Instagram if you want to go check this dude out. He rides at Big Bear. Big Bear is one of my most favorite places to ride. So, yeah. And he has a really cool name. David.
That's right. And so David, you can say you supported us before it was cool.
Imagine if his name was Rakai Gomez.
Yeah, I'd actually be a little bit in shock about that. I've never met another Rakai in my life.
Yo, if there's anyone that wants to join Patreon and join our Patreon, name yourself Rakai Gomez.
All right, well, thank you, David, and we'll continue with the episode.
Thanks, David.
Also, with Patreon, if you do decide to become a member and support us, there will be exclusive deals. We're not exactly 100% sure on the details, but there will be giveaways, possibly, and also if there are any questions that you want answered on the podcast or any shout-outs, you can let us know on the Messenger board on Patreon, and if you're a member, we'll make sure to do that for you.
Yeah, I also want to say, I said that I appreciate all of people that join our Patreon. I just want to say I also appreciate everyone that's listening and isn't part of the Patreon.
That is true, yes.
I just appreciate you Patreon people a little bit more.
Just love you a little more. No, but in all seriousness, though, we are very, very happy with everybody who's been listening. And, hope we can continue to entertain you.
Yeah. I hit 400,000 subscribers the other day, Rakai.
That you did, David. Yeah. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
That's an amazing milestone.
It's insane. Last year, I hit 100,000 subscribers last year.
And yeah.
That's
crazy.
I never thought I was going to get this many subscribers.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
You should probably jump out of an airplane or something.
I don't know. That skydiving is something that I told myself I would never do.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we won't do that.
Yeah. I don't know. If any of you out there have any idea of what we should do for 400,000 subscribers, let us know in any way. Send me a message on Instagram. Send Rakai a message on Instagram. Or just, I don't know.
Or even better, send a message on Patreon.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yes, that's what's up.
That's what's up. Represent. But yeah, so you just hit 400,000 subscribers, and I guarantee that the listeners want to know sort of a little bit about how you started.
How we got to this point.
How did we get to this point, David? Yeah. Or how did you get to this point? I'm just along for the ride now, but I know.
How far do you want to go back?
Well, are
we going to talk about origin stories in this podcast?
Yes, we are.
All right.
We should tell them that, yeah.
So this is the origin stories podcast.
Yeah, we're going to go over where we came from a little bit. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you asked me how far I was going to go back.
How far?
What was the first camera that you ever had?
Oh, the first camera. I actually remember this. I actually won it.
Did you?
My personal very first camera.
Yeah.
It was in primary school, or what's it in America? Is it elementary school?
Yeah.
So elementary school. We had a photo competition, and I was always all right with cameras. And I took a picture of my friend to enter in this competition that was like the New Zealand primary school photography competition. And I got third place.
That's awesome.
And I won this little camera. It was like a little Fujifilm kind of thing. And the film quality was horrible, but at the time I didn't think it was because it was sick.
Yeah, because there's like, a way to capture stuff and there's videos. Yeah.
Exactly. So I would take that camera and I'll just go to the skate park and film all of my homies and make these little edits.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I had that camera for I used that thing for at least like 3-4 years.
Oh, that's all. Wait, so do you still have this camera lying around somewhere?
It's probably somewhere.
Probably somewhere.
It's probably in a cupboard. But that was my first personal camera. The first camera that I ever, like, properly used was my dad's, well, my parents' like, dad cam.
Oh,
like a little Canon camcorder thing.
Yeah, Tara and I used to use one of those as well.
Yeah, that's what me and Levi, who was on the podcast last week, that's the camera that we used to make our little action movies.
Oh,
beating up cardboard boxes. Because all my homies hate cardboard.
All my homies hate cardboard, dude. Yeah.
Boxes.
Bunch of little
they're out to
beesies.
Get you. If you don't put those cardboard boxes in check,
they're going to take over.
Who knows what would happen?
Who knows? Thank God for you guys. How old are you guys?
like 6 years old.
Thank God for Levi, 6-year-old Levi and David.
We stopped the cardboard box uprising.
You guys didn't even know
what
was happening.
No one cares about the bomb that didn't go off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Going back to Tenet, dude. What a good movie. Love that movie so much. Oh, can't recommend it enough. I don't know, maybe we're just geeking out over it, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a flip camera, or do you remember cameras?
Flip camera. Oh, we had I never had one, but we had to use them at school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because like I was part of, I guess in one of our classes we had to make little movies and they had the flip cameras.
Yeah.
I remember those things.
No, Tyrell used to have one and we used to make little action movies and stuff on our flip cameras.
I think that was the very first HD camera that I used.
Oh, yeah. A little flip camera. It was advertised as like HD camera.
720p.
And the USB flipped out of the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a...
I really wanted one of those.
Yeah.
But like, I just never got one.
Yeah, I think my brother...
Wait, you used to have one.
No, my brother, Tyrell did. Tyrell used to have one. Yeah, and it was super fun to use. People probably would mistake it for like some sort of vape device now.
Yeah, it looks like,
it kinda looks like a mod box.
Yo, dog, why are you sucking smoke out of that USB?
Yo, bro, how many watts is that? What's the wattage on that?
50 nick,
dude. But yeah, no, we used to make all sorts of little movies, and we'd film skateboarding and snowboarding as well. But then I think, I don't know, after a year of using it, we realized that it just wasn't that good.
Right. Like, did you ever have like the little jelly fisheye lenses? They're like they stick on.
No, for the flip cameras?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Well, it wasn't specifically for flip cameras.
They're
kind of
like death lenses
phones.
For
Yeah, but it was just like a little lens that had like little jelly thing on it stuck onto the.
Really?
Yeah. I used to put those on my flip on the school flip cameras and like turn those things into epic fisheyes.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Damn, maybe we should bring that back. It'd be a
bring
cool
back
aesthetic.
The jelly lenses.
The flip aesthetic. Flip jelly lens aesthetic.
Dude, I'd rock a flip camera. Eh, no, that's a lie. I wouldn't rock a flip camera.
No, yeah, a phone is way better than a flip camera. Yeah. Flip. Dude, I feel there's all sorts of technology like that I feel like just got rendered absolutely useless.
Once phones had started to have cameras, flip cameras just disappeared.
Oh, yeah. They were gone forever. Yeah.
I mean, flip cameras were around when, like, flip phones are around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I wonder whatever happened to flip camera. Nothing good, probably.
I know what happened to flip phones.
Yeah.
They got bought out by the drug dealers.
Oh, really?
All the drug dealers have flip phones.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That and homeless people. Yeah. But anyway, there's a video that I really like out there that kind of, you know, is an OG David video that you showed me the other day that I thought was awesome, which was the David Jones Joshua survival video in BC.
Dude,
tell us about that. How did that
come about?
That's
not even that old.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's like this is when I started, like, because there's a whole period of time before I even started making snowboard stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And from snowboard stuff to where I am now, that's like an era.
That's a whole other era. Oh, there's eras to the David Jones
yeah,
story.
Yeah, there's levels to this, Rakai.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, that video, it was just me and my friend Josh O'Regan, who was also on the podcast.
Yeah.
We went to Whistler this one year, and I guess it was just a bad day.
Yeah.
Are you serious, Rakai? Again?
God damn it, dude.
Who is this guy?
Who is this from? Oh, it's from my mom.
Tell your mom we're doing a podcast.
Okay.
What?
Just one second.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
I know. I just one sec. Just gotta.
Are you responding to your mom right now?
Well, I gotta tell her that I love her. Anyway.
You love
silent
your mom
mode now.
It's kind of whack, bro.
That's kind of gay.
That's kind of gay. You love your dad, bro? That's kind of gay, man. I feel like that's what frat bros would be.
Yeah, frat bros, dude. Talk about the most homophobic people in the world. It's probably because... it could be. I'm not going to say anything about frat bros that would, you know, turn them against us because they're a very powerful nation of people.
I mean, like, you don't want to turn the frat bros against us. They make up most of our audience.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, frat bros. You know I love you, but not like that.
Delta Psi.
Wait, Dapa Kega, bro, mega.
Let's bring it back. What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah, okay. Survival in British Columbia.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it was a bad day in Whistler, and we couldn't really ride the park because it was so bad.
Right.
And so me and Josh,
yeah.
We rode off into the Whistler backcountry, and we're like, dude, let's make a short film. Like one of those I Shouldn't Be Alive films.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did, and it was all about this Yeti that was chasing us, which was never seen.
I never saw the Yeti when I watched it. No,
that's because of budget cuts.
Ah,
if we didn't
damn
buy
those
so
producers.
Much, if we didn't buy so much grape drink, we could have afforded the Yeti, but no.
But no.
No.
Well, if you gotta have one or the other, I'm gonna go grape drink.
Yeah. My
time.
Favorite line from that, Josh, it's so spectacular. Every time I see him, every year, I bring it up for him. There's this one shot where he's saying how many days we've been out there.
Yeah.
And he says, it's day one. Been out here for around 25 days now. But like he didn't realize until we like
stay
edited
one.
It. And I was there watching it. I didn't pick up on it either.
That's so funny. You just say things that would like you imagine they would say in a movie.
Yeah,
and then just all the different lines that people say get morphed into one and never make sense. Yeah.
Been out here for around 25 days now.
Yeah, 25 days
it's
now.
Day one.
Wait, so if that's not considered one of your OG videos, I guess the OG videos would be like you and Levi beating up cardboard boxes.
That's the most
OG you can get.
Pretty much. Yeah. I have that video somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where, but I have it somewhere.
It's somewhere.
If I can find it, I'll post it.
How about in terms of like what's on YouTube under your name?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff on YouTube under my name that no one knows about.
No one knows about. Yeah. Give us a couple of insights into your favorite unknown David videos. Might be springing this onto you, sort of without you being able to think about it.
There's a video I want to make that goes through all of this.
Oh, so maybe we shouldn't.
No, but you'll find out soon. But like,
yeah,
I have a whole other channel.
Really?
That no one knows about.
Oh, actually, I think you've said something to me about this before, but I still have no idea what's on it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. You haven't. I don't think you've told me what's on it.
I actually have multiple channels.
Multiple channels. You heard it here first, guys.
There's the David Jones channel, which is the one that I decided to take seriously.
Yeah.
Before that, I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. Five other channels. And you can find them pretty easily.
I'm sure that there are fans out there who have found.
I check them every now and then to see if there's comments.
And nobody's found them?
Not yet.
Wow, that's pretty. You guys are slacking.
Yeah. It's actually very
easy. You sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I was doing those channels, which are all like skateboard, stuff like that. One of them's more of a vloggy kind of channel, which is the very first kind of vlog stuff I did.
Yeah.
And then I just decided to start taking this channel more serious, which I'm on now, which is just a channel that has my name.
Right.
Which
I
like.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of 400,000 people who like it.
Yeah,
it's doing pretty well. Speaking of, you know, taking it seriously, kind of when did you start realizing that you were sort of doing vlogs? Because I know you were filming some snowboard videos that were vlogs that you just didn't even know about that they were vlogs. But when did you sort of decide that you were gonna start posting regularly and like get into this?
It was the moment that I started taking it serious was in the very first season that I did in Wanaka,
because
in that season, it was gap year straight out of high school, and I didn't know what I was going to do for a job or anything, and I thought, since I'm not doing anything right now, I'm just snowboarding, because it's a gap year, I'm going to make a video every day. So I did.
Right on. So you were doing it every day.
I made a video every day for that whole season, and then by the end of that season, I had like nearly 10,000 followers.
Oh, so then you were just like, wow.
I was like, I convinced my parents. I was like, what if you give me another year?
Yeah.
And then
what
if I'm not making this is what I said. If I'm not making a certain amount of money by the end of that year, enough that I can like support what I want to do, then I'll go do something else. I'll go to the university.
Yeah.
But
then, you
things turned out for the better.
And it's cool. Your parents are 100% behind you. And
oh, yeah, they support it.
Yeah.
And I love them for it. I mean, I love them anyway.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I would love them anyway. Sick. I love them a little bit more. Oh, that's awesome. So, So you just, every single day, the hustle.
Yeah, I mean, you were that's the first season that I met you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember even after that you were talking about applying to some universities and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember you telling me about that sort of money deadline thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, when I went to America, I was still looking at universities.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
I was going to go to a film school in Canada.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
We actually went and looked at the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then well, I gotta say, there's a lot of people who are glad that you stuck to the path.
I mean, the only reason I can do this is because of the people that watch me.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you very much.
Yeah,
you make my dreams come true.
Oh yeah.
I shouldn't sing that; we'll get copyrighted because it sounds so much like the original recording.
Oh, true. Yeah, you were right.
Yeah.
And
why are you? Yeah.
Man, so I mean, I have one last question for you. This is kind of a heavy one.
Is it a heater?
It's a heater.
Go on, lay it on me.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh. 10 years. So much stuff can happen in 10 years. Everything that's happened right now with my YouTube channel hasn't been close to 10 years.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what will be. I can tell you what I hope will happen in 10 years, but I can't tell you.
It's so hard. You can't see
into the
future.
It's hard to predict.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not Nostradamus.
Because Nostradamus was 100% accurate all the time.
Of course. I knew him. Yeah, he predicted the end of the world.
He did.
And then the world ended in 2012.
Well, it actually waited. It was a little bit behind. It was 2020.
2020, that's right.
2020,
Wait, what was the question? Oh, yeah, where do I see myself in 10 years? In 10 years, I will be 32.
Right.
When I am 32, I hope I... See, right now, I don't want to find a significant other. I don't feel the need to.
Right.
I'm not out here searching for someone.
Uh-huh.
But when I'm 32, I hope there's someone.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want kids yet. Mm-hmm. When I'm 32, I don't want to have kids. I still want to be doing stuff. Obviously. Yeah.
I don't want my life to be ruined. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what YouTube's going to be in 10 years.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, YouTube's such a young thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it started in 2006.
I did not know the exact date, but I know that it's like a flash in the pan in the big scheme of things.
There might be another thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, maybe we'll all be using TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to get to that.
No, I think TikTok, well, I don't know, because they just said, I think they made a rule that this is in America where they'll allow TikTok to continue if an American company owns part of it.
And they do now, right?
I'm not sure. I think it was Walmart was in the bidding.
I think someone, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know much about
that seems completely absurd that that's the rule. But, right. I mean, whatever. Whatever goes, I guess.
Wait, going back to, like, the end of the world thing.
Yeah.
What were you doing on December, what was it, December the 22nd? 2012?
2012? I was, well, I would have been on vacation. I didn't realize December the 22nd was the day that it was supposed to end.
You didn't realize the world ended that day?
No.
Oh, okay.
What happened on that day?
Well, the world ended.
Well, of course, yeah. Was there a...
I was really sad.
Yeah.
I remember the exact day. I woke up in the morning, I checked all of the news sources to see if there was like a giant meteor heading to Earth.
Yeah.
And then I would like sit on the couch and I'll just watch the hours go by. And it got to like the final hour and I was like, oh my gosh, if something's going to happen, it has to happen right now. And I was like, dude, why would they end the world like 3 days before Christmas?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Up. Okay.
And then the clock ticked over to the 23rd.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank God. Like thank this God. Huge like flush of relief. Then I was like, wait a minute. It's the 22nd in America.
That's so funny. And if the world's gonna end, it's gonna happen in America.
So it was a whole other day.
Shoot, man, that's a lot of anxiety for me personally. This is gonna sound bad, but there was a tinge of disappointment.
You wanted
happened.
The world to end?
I don't know if I wanted the world to end, but I wanted something to happen significant.
Right.
I want something significant to happen.
I mean,
yeah,
I didn't, but like I was expecting it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was my young brain. Well, yeah. How old were we in 2012?
I was in seventh grade. So
oh wait, it was my first year of
of
college, high school. Yeah, I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or was I in eighth grade then? If it was your first year of college. Yeah, I guess I was in eighth grade, yeah. No, we were all joking about it all the time.
Yeah.
We all watched the movie 2012, you know.
Oh, I never watched the movie.
Oh really?
I was too scared.
It was It's a very subpar movie, I'd say.
Yeah. Don't they all like? Doesn't like the human race survive by jumping into spaceships or something?
No, they end up on a giant cruise ship.
Oh, cruise ship
for rich people.
Oh,
but
right.
they manage to get on because that's what happens to the main characters in all end of the world movies. You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you have you seen Seeking a Friend for the End of the World?
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Dude, that movie that gets me every time. That movie is one of those movies that got me close to tears. I don't. Yeah. I just.
Dude, I remember. I think it was 2012.
Yeah.
Someone posted on their Instagram. Is it Instagram? No, maybe it was a Snapchat story.
Yeah.
But it was like the start of that movie, but it was just the audio. And I thought it was an actual recording from like a radio station. It's like, asteroid Matilda will be impacting Earth in roughly 5 hours.
Like, what?
And I was just like, what? No. And I was searching it up and I couldn't find it anywhere.
How did NASA miss this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see that thing that like apparently if everyone in the world shot paintballs at a giant meteor, like it would destroy it and would
what?
Be saved.
Everyone in the world.
Maybe it wasn't everyone. It was on some video I watched.
Really?
And I was like, wow, that's a sick idea.
That's a sick idea. Do you also know that if we got everybody on one side of the planet and everybody jumped at the exact same time, we'd be able to bump it out of orbit?
Really?
No, I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah.
He's spitting knowledge.
Yeah. Do not take anything that we're saying
no.
as science.
No.
We don't know shit.
No, we're just talking. What's that?
Yeah.
There was also that, it was some book that I saw someone share on Facebook, and it's like predicting the coronavirus of coronavirus.
Oh, really?
But it's in a prediction book that has so many predictions.
Oh, yeah. No, you look at, yeah. I had a Nostradamus book, and you look through it, and it's like, there are so many predictions that are like even contradictory predictions. You're like, dude, one of these is going to hit. You know, it's got it. That's how they did it. That was their gimmick, I guess.
Yeah. Dude, we could become predictors.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
give me some predictions.
The weatherman. Tomorrow will either be sunny or rainy.
Yeah.
Or cloudy. Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle, yeah.
then the next day comes around, people are like, he was right.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Rakai. Yeah.
Right.
How did you start? I know you grew up in Switzerland, right? Is that, you learned to snowboard in Switzerland?
Yes. Yeah, that was, that's how I learned to snowboard. I was a big, big skateboarder when I was younger. And actually, my family and I, we lived in Hawaii. And so my family, we're like, I'd say we're in the minority of how people sort of choose to live their lives.
Right, right.
They were teachers at boarding schools. And so we would travel around to different places, and they'd work at a international school. And we would just live in
the... Is that why you were in Switzerland?
Yeah, that's why we were in Switzerland. Because my parents... They worked at Hawaii Preparatory Academy in Hawaii, and then we moved to Switzerland, because they got jobs at Liaison American School, which is an American school up in the Alps. And I was only 8, and my brother was only 6, and we just lived in the faculty housing at this old hospital. It used to be a hospital. And that got converted into a school.
Right.
And that's where we learned how to snowboard. And coming from a skateboard background, I completely idolized Shaun White. And I was like, wait a second. This guy used to be a snowboarder, and he's a skateboarder too? Like, I got to do both.
Dude, everyone. I love Shaun White.
I love Shaun. I still like Shaun White.
I still love. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, nobody's perfect, but. He's kind of the reason why snowboarding is where it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, and nobody, he was the face for a while, and, like, he was the guy. You know? Yeah. He's a household name. There's not really any of the snowboarders.
He was on the cover of Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. That's like, a snowboarder on the cover of Rolling Stones, that's nuts. Yeah. Like, but, yeah, so I learned to snowboard in Switzerland. Coming from Hawaii.
Johnny Tsunami. You know exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
How many people call you Johnny Tsunami?
Oh, man. Because we left Switzerland and we lived in California for a bit, but then we went to Vermont. And in Vermont.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Vermont is actually where Johnny Tsunami moves to. And so, we rode for Smith for a while, and the rep for Smith used to call us Johnny Tsunami, Johnny Tsunami boys. And then, a bunch of people called us Johnny Tsunami, which is super funny.
Yeah.
Johnny Kapahala.
Yeah, brah.
But,
you learned to snowboard in Switzerland, and then you went to Vermont, and that's where you like started to get good.
Yeah. That's where I started to take it really seriously, because my parents, knew people who worked at Stratton Mountain School, which is a winter athletic school.
Yeah, you guys get to snowboard at lunchtime?
Not even that. Like, it was crazier than that. When we were talking about moving there, they're like, so what you do is you snowboard in the morning until lunchtime, and then you go to school after that until 5 in the afternoon. And then after that, we would do gym as well. It was a crazy, crazy school. And Tyrone and I heard this, and we were completely on board. We were like, hell yeah, get me there.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That
it
sounds
is
like
amazing.
Something that I would hear about and not believe.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, it was like that for us, too.
I never thought I'd be friends with someone that went to one of those things.
Yeah.
Were you like part of the Shredjication Project as well?
Shredjication Project. I don't even know what that is.
Really? It was that show that was on Nickelodeon.
Oh.
Like Shredjication.
Shredjication.
And Mini Shred.
No. And like, no. I wasn't a part of those.
Oh.
But do you remember New Pollution?
No.
That show? Have you ever heard of New Pollution?
No.
So New Pollution was this show on Fuel TV where they would go around and find all these young kids who were really good at certain sports and interview them and like go like sort of a day in the life thing. Mm. And I remember wanting to be on that show so bad.
Did you get on it?
No. I wasn't. I don't know. It kind of died before I was old enough to really be considered for it, I guess. And I don't know if I would have necessarily, but Fuel TV was a TV station in the States where they just showed only like extreme sports stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all the time.
We have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what it's called, but we have one.
But Fuel TV is dead now. Well, it isn't. It's still around, but all they show is like bikini football and UFC yeah. fights, which it's just like, oh, how did that happen? But anyway, so Tyra and I went to that school, and we actually didn't go there immediately because we were too young to go there at first, and we spent like 3 years just sort of riding with a weekend coach, and then during the week, if we ever had time after school or whatever, like my parents would take us up there, and Tyra and I would just go up and just try to figure out how to spin, yeah. watch like clips of Art of Flight over and over again, like how did he spin front side?
Yeah. Tyra is Rakai's brother, by the way.
Yeah.
I actually got a few comments after that podcast saying, wait, like I had no idea they were brothers.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I guess
we've never
yeah.
even
we've
like,
never acknowledged that. No, yeah. No.
But
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys don't really look like no. super similar.
No, we don't look super no, similar. Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, no, Tyra is my brother. He's been my brother for a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we used to be really into competitive snowboarding.
I remember when our family found him.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the day where he just kind of was there all of a sudden. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, that was kind of how we got super seriously into it until we sort of – because Vermont, like, it's an awesome place to ride, but – in terms of becoming like a super competitive snowboarder, you kind of grow out of it mm. eventually just because they don't have the same facilities as like some other states like Colorado and stuff. Mm. But yeah.
So how do you get into competitions? That's just kind of the natural thing once you start getting better.
Yeah. Well, we were, yeah. So actually the first competition I ever did was the US Open Junior Jam because it used to be in Stratton, Vermont, which was my home mountain at the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I grew up riding there. I guess like that's where I really learned to snowboard. And then my coach one day was like, "Hey, you know, there's the U.S. Open Junior Jam. I think I could get you in if you wanted to do it."
Oh.
And I was like, "Oh, hell
yeah!" How old
were
you here?
I would have been 12 or 13.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I was pretty young, and I was barely getting out of the half pipe. Like I think I did like 2 360s in my runs. Those were the big tricks.
Yeah,
I didn't even come close to making finals or anything. But yeah, that's what I that's kind of how that was my first contest ever, and I got super hooked. And then next year ended up joining USASA, which is United States Snowboard and whatever Amateur Snowboard Association.
So how do you go from these competitions to being an Olympian?
Yeah, so it's kind of a you got to work your way up. So the next year I was doing USASA, I'm pretty sure almost every pro snowboarder from America or even like the Kiwi kids here, like Tiarn, they all did USASA as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they all come up through USASA because it's like the only like really legitimate amateur snowboard competition, you know, program, because every single state has
a
series,
got, like,
or multiple
tour
series.
Now.
Yeah,
like
World Rookie
Europeans.
Tour, but that's even a step above USASA, I'd say.
Oh, really?
Because how old is World Rookie Tour, do you know? Like, how young does
18?
It go?
Oh, well, it goes pretty young.
Oh, yeah. Oh, then it would be kind of similar, I guess. Yeah. But, yeah, and then out of all those states, the top kids from every single state go to a national event at the end, at Copper Mountain, actually, and they compete.
Right.
And then you look back at the alumni, the people who have won nationals or been to nationals, it's like you'll go back through and find like Danny Davis, like Ben Ferguson, like everybody, almost everybody has gone through USASA nationals. And then from there you go on to Revolution Tours, which are like NORAM events, like sort of a middle. And then from there you get enough FIS points. FIS is a Federation of Skiing. For some reason they also run snowboarding. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get those points, yeah.
Yeah, you get those points, and then you go to World Cups. And then, depending on how well you do in the World Cups during the qualification year, for go leading up to the Olympics, you can qualify yourself into the Olympics. So it's sort of it takes a while to make those steps, those progressions, but, you know, it's kind of that's the way.
That's how you do it.
That's how
for
you do it.
For anyone that's listening that wants to be an Olympian.
Yeah.
You got to follow those rules. Well, follow those steps.
But seriously, though, if you're living in the States and your state has a USASA series in Colorado, it's like the Rocky Mountain series, and I think there's a few other ones. But if you're living in a state that does it, like, get on that. They're really good contests, and they'll help you with your riding a lot.
Going back to my story.
Yeah, going back to the David Jones original story.
I have something about why I started vlogging, which I haven't told anyone. Like, the main reason, like, why I really got into it, or, like, did daily every day that year, and it's super cheesy.
Okay, wait. I just want to say really quick, I have never heard this story before, and I'm very curious about it.
I have a lot of cheesy stories, Rakai.
Holy crap. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a very cheesy person.
Very cheesy person.
But,
oh,
like,
I know.
I love it.
I love it, too. It's great. Yeah.
All right. So, back in the very first season, I really liked this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who will remain unnamed.
Remain unnamed,
yeah. But
if you sign up to our Patreon, no, I'm just kidding.
No, but we both came down to Wanaka for that season, and I know she was down here as well, and I was down here, and one day when she was snowboarding, she like injured herself really bad. I think she broke her back.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So she wasn't able to, she wasn't able to snowboard again for that whole season. Which is like, sucks because like she was really hyped to do this season.
Right.
So she had to go back home, and I was just down here by myself. I knew a bunch of people, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, well, I'm going to make these videos every day.
Right.
And then hopefully it will be like, if she watched them, it will be like she's there. And she's not fully missing out on this whole season.
Dude, my man's is romantic as shit. Oh my god, dude. That's awesome.
that's the reason, that's like one of the main reasons as to why I vlogged every day that season.
Right.
Because I was madly in love.
You're madly in love. Dude, all the best things come from love. Ah, god, that is such a heartwarming story.
So romantic.
It's so romantic, dude. Ah, man.
I've been on another podcast where they ask me the same question. I always skip through that whole thing.
Skip through that section. Well, you heard it. That's awesome. Love love prevails.
Yep.
God, that's great. And she's probably, I mean, she's probably gonna, does she know that?
No.
Oh, well, she might probably listen to this podcast.
She'll probably find out. Yeah.
She's probably gonna find out.
That was a while ago though. But
Wow. Dude, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, I didn't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting that. That's cool.
There's a bunch of other things, so I'm going to tell those in other podcasts.
In other podcasts that involve that sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I have that story in France.
Right. Oh, that's...
We never talked about, what's the most romantic thing that you've done? Have you done anything like cheesy?
Cheesy?
Well, not cheesy, but like the most romantic thing.
Oh, okay, well, this is pretty... romantic, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, so when I, like, with the girlfriend that I have now, I hadn't seen her in a while because I'd been traveling a bunch. And so we were talking and we both wanted to go to the MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art.
That's in LA, right?
Well, there's one in LA, but there's also one in San Francisco.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so she was staying in Berkeley, which is about like 30 minutes out of San Francisco. And I was in Santa Cruz, which is like an hour and a half from Berkeley. And so we were talking about going to the MoMA. I was like, well, how about I'll just go all the way up there, pick you up, and go to the MoMA. And she was like, haha, really? And I was like, yeah. And this was like, we hadn't even said we were dating yet.
Right,
I was like, I'm going to go get you, and we're going to go to the MoMA.
I need to show you that I'm committed.
Yeah, exactly. So then I went, and I went super early in the morning. I got up super early. I was like, man, there might be traffic. Like, I don't want to be late. So I got there, and I ended up getting to Berkeley, like, 30 minutes early, and I just had to, like, sit in this cafe, awkwardly, like, okay, wait, is it time yet? Like, looking at my phone.
Dude,
like,
I've done stuff like
that. Yeah.
You pull out way too early.
Yeah. Oh, no. What do I do?
Just gotta chill there.
But, yeah, I was just sort of chilling there, and then picked her up, and then we went to the MoMA and had a really great time, and I had, made a whole day of it, and then dropped her off at the end of the night. I saved the ticket. I saved the MoMA ticket.
Yeah.
And then I gave it to her about probably 4 months later or something.
Dang,
like,
before you left to New Zealand.
Before I left to
New
Zealand.
Look what I still have.
That's kind of.
Dang.
Well, actually, it might have been earlier because I also gave her this little book that I made.
Oh.
With it in there. And she's an artist. So the idea was here's this book and
Yeah.
I want you to put some like some artwork in it, like draw in it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had made it a while back, and I didn't know what I was going to use it for, but I was like, oh, this is perfect. And then I had the ticket slotted
oh,
in there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Did she see it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What'd she say?
Oh, she liked it.
Yeah. We're going to the MoMA again?
We're going to the MoMA again? No, yeah. It was, yeah. That's probably one of the more romantic things I've done.
Yeah.
But.
Screw it. I'll tell you another one.
Okay, yeah, do it, do it. All right.
So, during my gap year, this was when I really liked this person.
Uh-huh.
I've kind of, I'm not anymore. I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, not, yeah, yeah. Now we're just friends. It's like,
yeah,
it doesn't
matter.
Like,
yeah.
But like, during this year, I was in Europe. Well, I went on this huge Europe trip with a bunch of my friends. Well, it was with like a bunch of New Zealand guys. We had, I mean, if you go back far enough on my channel, you can see all the videos from this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, we went to Finland, Italy, Switzerland, Czech Republic, back to New Zealand. So it was like I think it was like a 2-month trip.
Right.
But yeah, during this trip, at every stop I went to, like I'll get a little souvenir.
Yeah.
Maybe like a keychain. And, like, some candy from that place.
Oh.
Like, so I got some candy from Finland.
Yeah.
A little, like, keychain of a little Finnish teddy bear.
Mm.
Italy. Got these little, like, another, like, some, like, Italian candy.
Yeah.
Some a little souvenir. Freaking Switzerland. Same deal. Some chocolate or something.
Yeah, yeah. Toblerone.
Czech Republic. Actually, I don't remember what I got in the Czech Republic.
Oh, you don't remember?
No.
How...
No, I don't remember.
Are you serious? No, I'm just kidding.
It's probably some kind of candy. But
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, but after that whole trip, I was gone for 2 months. Come back, and I wrapped each one up in like little individual like things. Like, this one's from Switzerland. This one's from Italy. And I put them in this big thing, and I gave them to her as this present. And then, like, she'd open it and be like, oh, wow. It's like they're things from each place that you went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw.
It was just a cute little present.
It was a cute little present.
Yeah.
Damn, my man's over here.
And then she went and got another boyfriend.
No! God, isn't that... That's just the worst when that happens.
Hey, that's the they do the darndest things.
They do. Some people do the darndest things sometimes. Yeah. Damn. You know that boyfriend wasn't doing shit like that for
it. No, exactly.
Yeah.
You know damn well.
Well, you know, what's the line from Perks of Being a Wallflower? People only accept the love that they think they deserve.
Mm.
So it's the harsh, that's the harsh truth.
Mm.
And maybe she just didn't think she deserved you, David.
No. You got pulled over the other day.
I did get pulled over the other day.
Speed racer.
I know. God.
What were you thinking, Rakai?
Well, I wasn't
so
thinking
fast.
At all, obviously.
You were going so fast.
Going so fast.
You weren't really going
that
fast.
I was going 14 over, I think. Which is, in the States, that sounds like a lot, but it's like... It's the equivalent of like going 8 or 9 miles an hour over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guy was not having it. He had He had hair on his nose. I mean, I'm not gonna hold that against him.
Not in his nose, like
on
his
nose. David noticed it too.
Yeah, yeah. It was distracting.
And he just he just wasn't gonna let me go.
No, I mean, you would think he would let us away.
I know.
It was your first time being pulled over.
Yeah, I didn't.
And he would be able to see that on the records.
Yeah, and also I don't even have a New Zealand driver's license yet. I actually just got one the other day. But I didn't have one at that point. And he had to go online and create me a fake New Zealand driver's license just to give me demerits off of it.
Dude. So when you went and got your license, it already has demerits.
It already has 20 demerits off it. Luckily, I can have 100 demerits. And I do not plan on losing any more merits on on my driver's license. But, yeah, man, that was brutal.
Yeah,
God.
I was just sitting in the passenger seat like, what have you done?
What have you done, Rakai? What have you become?
Yeah. Boy racer in your Subaru.
And you know what the huge injustice is? The great injustice of this story is that I got pulled over for that. And you know that that guy who threw a bottle at our window with a firecracker in it, you know he got away with that shit.
He's never going to be found.
No, he's never going to be found.
No.
Yeah.
And that is what's wrong with our justice system.
Yep. No, it's mostly just the absurdity of it all. Is like, I mean, it just depends on where you are, who sees you do what.
Yeah.
There are no morals. There are no rules. Anarchy.
You went like 10 over the speed limit. Anarchy!
Anarchy! Yeah, I go 10 over the speed limit one time, and I'm like, everything should burn! Burn the system down!
Yeah. That's so good. Dude, I had this bracelet that was on my wrist for so long.
Yeah.
It was this little, it was this little red and blue, red, white, and blue and black bracelet, which I got in Thailand, like, so long, maybe like 10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And just recently, last week, I lost it. It fell off. And I had that on me for, like, at least 7 years.
Damn.
Have you ever done something like that?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I can't remember a specific one, but I know that, like, I hate that feeling so much where it's like, man, this meant a lot to me. And it's gone forever.
Yeah. I have no idea where. I'm pretty sure it fell off when I took my gloves off. Or, like, maybe my glove got under it, and when I pulled my gloves off, it fell off. But apparently one of these Thai bracelet things, because I got it in Thailand from a monk.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, apparently you're meant to wear it until it falls off.
Right.
Or, like, breaks.
Yeah.
So I like to think that it broke.
I think it broke off.
Yeah. I think it broke off as well.
It had to. Or if it didn't break off, it'll come back to you.
Yeah, I hope so. I feel naked.
But I think it did break off.
I feel naked without it.
I feel naked without it. Yeah. Well, maybe you need to go back to Thailand and get another Thai monk to give you another bracelet.
It has to be that monk.
It has to be that monk.
Yeah. Other monk will do.
Yeah. Do you have a description of how
he was bald?
He was bald.
He wore an orange kind of robe-looking thing.
Right.
And he was Thai.
Mm.
So if anyone knows a bald Thai monk,
yeah,
let him know that David's looking for you.
David's looking for him. So again, if anybody knows a guy driving a white BMW or a Thai monk who's bald, let us know. Or if you know both of them, we will give you a large sum of money. Yeah. What if the Thai monk is the guy who threw it?
Yeah.
He's like, you lost my bracelet.
No, the bracelet was inside of the beer bottle.
He was trying to give it back to you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
In a very unorthodox way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because he's a monk. He's not allowed to speak. He's one of those monks sentenced to silence. Or sworn to silence.
Sworn to silence, yeah.
What movie is that from? Oh, Jew Date.
What?
Have you seen Jew Date?
No.
Oh, with like, who is it? It's like,
sworn to silence. I know that's a thing, though.
It's like, it's freaking Iron Man.
Iron Man. Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. and, big guy from Hangover.
Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, Due Date.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. You I seen have that seen movie? That. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they find the monk that sworn to silence.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. That's the monk that I bought my bracelet off of.
So a lot of people know him then.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm just sad about that.
Yeah. That's,
and I can't go out and buy another bracelet. It has to be given.
It's
to
not
me.
The same thing.
No.
It's not the same.
No.
God, and it's just like, I think you feel the most naked when you're not wearing the bracelet anymore in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. But like when I just do, like maybe just, or if I
grab your,
it's not there.
Yeah, you go to like finick with it a little bit or something and it's just gone.
It's like, you know, when someone gets like, I don't know, maybe their like arm chopped off or something, like you get like the phantom arm.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like phantom bracelet.
Phantom
dude.
Bracelet, dude.
I can still feel it on me, but it's not there.
Yeah, that's so draining.
It's a sad, sad situation.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Also, I almost forget to do this every episode, but video segment, Rock Eyes
video part of the week.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, that one. So, these guys are awesome, partially because I know them and I'm in one of their videos. But the wildlife crew, let me tell you, these guys are wild. This is Tiarn Collins, Mitchell Davern, Zoe Sinnott, myself, Carlos Garcia Knight, and I think I got everybody. But everybody's from, you know.
Let me shout out my own edit real quick.
Let me shout out my own edit really quick. No, I actually only have like two shots, I think, in it. But they're great shots.
Oh, that's kind of whack. You shouldn't shout them out. It should have been all Rakai.
Should have been all Rakai. But yeah, no, they have an edit out called Cadronavirus, which might be in a little bit of poor taste, but you know what? It's all good. It's pretty funny. It's a funny name. It's a sick edit as well. So go check it out. It's on YouTube. I think Snowboarder Mag posted it
as well. Dude, everyone posted it.
Everyone did post it. Yeah.
It was insane. I remember when it came out, like, everyone was posting it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was possibly because there aren't very other many, like, snowboard videos coming out right now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At the same, it was a sick edit, though.
Yeah.
Like, can't deny that. And Wildlife Crew is rad. They shred. Go check it out. Seriously. Yeah. So that's Rock Eye Tate's video part of the week. So, Obsidian, the Obsidian Games is broadcasting right now. It's an event that happened about a month ago.
Like a snow sports event.
Snow sports
that
event,
know.
Yeah.
Then, you just say Obsidian Games. It's about a rock?
Yeah,
it's
what?
About, like,
yeah.
Lava rock?
Right. I forgot. It's an event in New Zealand, specifically for New Zealand snowboarders and skiers. So if you're outside of New Zealand, I doubt you know anything about this event.
Yeah.
But it was a really cool team event, which I wasn't a part of. Unfortunately, I was pretty cut about it, but it's okay. I was an alternate. Anyway, I was an alternate for this event, and I was already like, I don't know. It's probably rude of me to be like annoyed that I didn't get invited to it, but I felt like
I feel like you should have been invited.
Yeah, I like I felt like I should have been
there.
Dude,
you're in the New Zealand Olympic team.
Yeah.
Well, you went to the Olympics for New Zealand.
I know.
It's because of your accent, man.
It's because of my accent, dude. They're all xenophobic.
Dude,
but
if you won and then they didn't interview with you, like, here we are, Rakai Tate from New Zealand. Howdy there, partner.
What's up, dude?
Yeah. Howdy. Yeehaw!
Howdy. Yeehaw! Anyway, it's a great event. Real happy to be here. But yeah, no, so I was already like... Yeah. Yeah. A little bit.
You got a little spit can next to you.
I got a whole lip of chaw in. Yeah. Just spitting in. Yeah.
Somehow you're in a rocking chair.
On the podium. Just the most stereotypical, like, Southern American you can imagine. Yeah. They say proud of the South down here, but I mean proud of the South. Yeah. But yeah, so I was at this meeting and they were free Coronas of all beers. They had free Coronas there. And I was, you know, I had one or two or whatever. And then we sit down for this long meeting and I'm just kind of, they're sitting there talking about all the best New Zealand riders are there and they're like a part of this event. And I was just like getting all bitter and salty in my chair.
Yeah.
And then so they're going on and on in this meeting. And about halfway through, I'm sitting next to this guy, Craig Murray. And I had never met him before this event. I'd only heard of him. He's this amazing big mountain skier who I have a whole lot of respect for. And he's a super cool dude. And I was sitting next to him. And then I was like, he was sort of like blocking me from the aisle where I could get out and go to the bathroom if I needed to go to the bathroom. Yeah. And these two Coronas, they were hitting my bladder hard about halfway through this meeting. I didn't even know it was halfway through. I was like, oh, yeah, this will end. I'm sort of like doing the classic like cross legs, like little rock back and forth, like moving a bunch.
Yeah,
I'm sure Craig was like, dude, who is this? Like, what is this guy doing? He's like, he's all over the place. Like, he probably even realized that I had to go pee. That's probably what he thought. So we're like, and I swear to God, like one section would end and I'd be like, okay, thank God it's about to be over. And then some other lady would stand up and be like, this is helicopter safety. If you have any questions, blah, blah, blah. And like, oh my God. And then like it over.
Did
and then another guy would jump up and be like, oh, we need volunteers for this, by the way. So if you know anybody, and it just kept going. And I didn't want to get up in the middle of this meeting. I think it was just like insecurity and just embarrassment.
Cause
I was like, oh my God, I'm about to pee my pants.
Did it get to, like, the point where, like, when you really need to pee and you go to, like, a toilet, like, as soon as you open the toilet door, like, you know you're about to pee. Like, you have it ready.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Like, if you go to the toilet and it's closed, like, you're ready. Your body's ready to pee.
Yeah.
But now you're screwed.
Oh, yeah. No, it
was. Was it like that each time someone got up? It was like, yes, it's over. Now I'm ready.
We're talking about helicopter safety.
It was something like that. Yeah. No, I was really starting to get concerned. And then thank God it all ended. It's like, okay, everybody get in their collective, you know, teams, because it was a team event. And then we'll meet afterward, blah, blah. I jetted out of there. I was like the first person out of my seat and I flew to the bathroom. Luckily, I found one immediately. And it was just like, oh, yeah, barely just under the wire made it.
Yeah.
But man, for some reason, I've done that so many times. Where, like,
you
I get in a situation
close.
Where I just have to, I cut it close so hard.
Yeah,
I remember on the bus to the Olympics, Like there's one stop is like 3 hour drive between the airport and the Olympic Village, and I remember like I literally almost pissed myself on that bus because I drank a ton of Gatorade before I got on or something, and I was like, oh, I'll make it, and then halfway through I was like, oh no, I'm like on the way to the Olympic Village. I'm 18 years old and I'm gonna pee my pants on the way to the Olympics. Luckily I made it to the stop. Barely though. Like it was a really close call. I don't know why I do this to myself.
Surely they would have like stopped the bus if you asked them. Just speak Korean.
Dude, it was like freeways all the way there.
Please stop.
Please stop.
What? Go?
Gamsahamnida.
Yeah. Annyeonghaseyo.
Annyeonghaseyo, yeah.
No, I need to piss.
It just nodding. Annyeonghaseyo. Yeah, but that bus ride is crazy because they would go through like, you know, like toll booths. They would fly through those within inches, like going full speed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right through. Yeah. Korean bus drivers, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, don't pee your pants. Don't,
no,
you know what?
Peeing your pants is not a good thing.
No. But, you know, just going to put it out there, you know, I might not be a good example of this, but nobody should be insecure about having to go pee. If you have to go pee, just stand up, walk out of that meeting or whatever.
Yeah, you tell them.
And just go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Because it's something that humans do.
Yes.
And it's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Woo!
Woo!
I feel empowered.
Yeah, you should.
I need to pee after this.
I actually got
to
pee right now.
I'm going to tell. Yeah.
But yeah, don't pee your pants, kids.
I think that's about it.
That's our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this podcast. I feel like that one, that was pretty good.
No, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed
that was,
recording
that podcast.
That was
podcast. A good origin talk.
That was a good origin talk.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this. If you've made it all the way through, then I hope you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Then congratulations. You've made it to the end.
Yeah.
And
you know what you win?
Nothing!
Nothing!
Aha, joke's on you. Go check out some of the new merchandise. My girlfriend, who I was actually talking about earlier in the show, she's the artist behind the T-shirts and the sweatshirts that... You're looking at. And,
I'm really hyped on the designs.
I think they're so sick. I'm so stoked on them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
Wearing it right now.
I'm wearing it right now. But yeah, Angelina Powers, shouting her out. Great artist. Super dope designs for our merchandise. Yeah.
We've been mentioning it a couple times this podcast, but that's because like it's new and we're excited about it. But yeah, if you guys do want to support the podcast and I don't know, want to support me and Rakai, make sure to go check out our merchandise, Patreon, and if not, maybe just like leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or something.
Yeah, or just just give us feedback in any way. I mean, we've already got a lot of feedback, but
yeah,
we always
feedback
enjoy
is
a little
good.
Bit more. Feedback is good. If you if there's something that we that you want us to address or you know, talk about, just let us know. Yeah.
Actually, no. Definitely go onto Apple Podcasts if you have it and give us a rating.
Yeah.
Because that would be sick.
That would be super sick.
It will
sick.
Make us look way more official.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It'll make us look good.
That's right.
The most important thing. Just kidding.
And on that note. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week in the next podcast.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.